This is a special presentation by the Radio Players on WSIU.
We all need a laugh, now more than ever. The entire planet ingests more and more bad news every day. Where are the yucks coming from? Humans were made to absorb some humor in the course of their lives. Where do they look to provide it? Pray tell. Keep the faith, listeners. Radio Players are hot on the trail of an answer. Lean in to a tale almost too tall to be told. Can there be one who erases the day's woe with the flick of a switch? Let's listen in. But first, let's meet the cast of The Mirth Machine.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be the narrator.
I'm Christopher Ruthundi, and I'll be Wiley.
I'm Kevin Ruthundi, and I'll be Charles Wigglesworth.
Steve Falcone, I'll be the street tough and thug number one.
I'm Aubriana Noel Ruthundi Olson, and I will be Sally and thug number two.
I'm Ryan Patrick, and I'll be Otto.
I'm Elizabeth Donahue, and I'll be Bernie.
The Mirth Machine, a radio play by Steve Falcone. Scene one. In the interest of tracking down a wonder of the world, or a sham that makes one wonder, Radio Players has sent intrepid reporter Wiley Rivers to drop in on a man who claims to hold the answer to world happiness. That's right. One Charlie Wigglesworth professes to have invented a machine to turn that frown upside down on anyone, anywhere, at any time. We aim to leave no amazement hidden from human view. In that spirit, we join Wiley as he seeks an encounter with Mr. Wigglesworth. Wiley should be smiling in no time. Perhaps not at the moment, but who knows. Let's pick up Wiley as our tale unfolds. Wiley eyes sign in front of old Victorian mansion. Charles Wigglesworth, inventor extraordinaire.
Well, that'd be he. I'll just pop in and see if I've caught him at...
At that precise moment, a dapper little man in a top hat and monocle bursts out, a contraption of odd knobs and assorted cranks in hand, right into Wiley. Laughs, tips hat.
Thousand pardons, dear fellow. Is it happiness you seek? Mirth? Merriment? Well, you've come to the very place. This won't hurt a bit. Lightheartedness is all you shall feel.
Starts to crank the machine.
Stop!
I'm not here for happiness.
Well, I have no business with sadness. The very antithesis of the divine gift that I offer to the world. You must seek melancholy elsewhere.
Wiley shakes his head.
I assure you I do not seek sadness. It is, in fact, yourself I had hoped to meet to learn about your mirth machine.
Charlie tips top hat.
Well, Charles Wigglesworth, at your service. Want to know about my fabulous creation,
Pats his machine.
They all do. Tell you all you need to know. I harbor no secrets here. Why, this amazing concoction causes instant joy to whomever I zap with it. Sounds astounding, but absolutely true. Would you like a demonstration?
Indeed I would.
That very moment, a rough-looking man trudges by with a scowl on his face to rebuff any from approaching, any but the unflappable Charlie.
Beg pardon, sir. Couldn't help but noticing that you looked a bit down in the dumps.
What the hell business is it of yours what mood I'm in? Who asked you to stick your nose into other folks' business? Why don't I just flatten that nosy nose, teach you a lesson?
Before those huge weathered fists can strike, Charlie switches on his machine as shooting rays zap at the angry fellow, who suddenly drops his fists and roars with laughter.
I feel so incredibly happy. What a great day for a laugh and a lark. You good fellows take care now. Keep smiling.
Exits howling with glee. Charlie shuts off the machine.
That was amazing. Truly astonishing. Hard to believe despite witnessing it with...
With your own eyes, yes. I get that a lot. It's a trick, they say. A ruse. A setup. Why, that fellow who just happened by was a plant.
Well...
I get it. You are, after all, a reporter sent to investigate. A healthy sense of skepticism is part of your arsenal. I'll tell you what. Why don't you pick the next subject for the mirth machine? I shall await your summons to produce my apparatus. What could be fairer than that, pray tell?
Wiley shakes his head.
Well, I can't think of a thing. Not a single thing.
Scene 2. Seeing a sensible line of investigation, our intrepid reporter has agreed to choose the next subject for exposure to the Mirth Machine. It is at this phase of the investigation we find Wiley and Charlie on a downtown street corner, observing the pool of possibilities.
Not him. He seems already content, if not joyous.
Many folks are satisfied with their lives. Dare I say, happy, and good for them. It is the creatures in misery I wish to train my machine on to restore joy to their lives. Why, I
would... Her!
A shapely young woman approaches at a fierce pace, somber face to the world before her. Few would think to question her.
Excuse me, miss, are you happy?
Sally, looking as if looks could kill.
How the hell can I be happy in this cesspool of a world? Greed, corruption, homelessness, hunger, climate about to blow us all away if crazy world leaders don't. I'm barely holding on to my sanity or what little's left of it.
Mm-hmm. So, not happy.
Only a moron could be happy these days.
Charlie steps forward.
But you would like to be happy, I presume, Ms.
Sally. Sad Sally, my friends call me. Well, sure, I'd like to be happy. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't indeed, Sad Sally?
Trains machine on her and zap, an instant change of facial expression. A smile a mile wide suddenly spreads across her face.
You know what? I feel sunshine all over the place.
Marvelous! Isn't that simply fabulous?
No trickery. I chose the center.
Hey! Who feels like dancing? I do! Anybody wanna come on, it's fun! You there! Willie!
Wiley.
Well, whatever! Let's give it a twirl!
Well, there's no music.
Oh, allow me!
Turns the knob and Roomba music plays.
Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, I'm sure.
Sally's in high gear.
Oh, boy.
Swinging Wiley here, there, and all around the square.
I ain't had this much fun in ages. What was I thinking? Too much, I'd say.
Oh, you've merely reacquainted yourself with the joys of life, my dear.
Damn!
Swings Wiley wildly as he makes the cut gesture to Charlie, who chuckles and turns the off knob.
Oh, that was fun! Go again?
Not without an oxygen mask.
Oh, whatever. I gotta run. Know what? Think I'll skip. Not done that since I was a girl. What am I saying? I'm still a girl. Just a big girl. Bless you, mister, and that magic contraption. It's a honey, and so are you.
Kisses Charlie's cheek and skips off down the street.
Another satisfied customer. Can your machine, increase production?
Yes. I can adjust the trajectory to widen parameters of engagement.
Wiley stares blankly.
I can induce group euphoria. Oh,
splendid. There's nothing to stop you from spreading joy at rapid rates far and wide.
But there is a fly in the ointment, so to speak. A rather large one at that.
Well, isn't there always? Do tell.
Well, think of it, my boy. A machine that can fine-tune the mood of a nation. What an emotional weapon for power-mad leaders to wield.
Are such types alert to your machine?
All too many, I fear, to say nothing of the mercenaries wishing to sell my mirth machine to the highest bidder.
Would such types resemble those two huge thugs across the street giving us the eye?
Precisely! Run, lad, run! Like your life depends upon it!
Blam, blam, shocks ring.
I'm certain that it does!
Scene 3. Wiley just beats a bullet whizzing past his ear as Charlie slams the huge oak door and pushes the button on the wall marked Alert, which sends steel shutters over all the windows and metal slabs over the doors.
Ingenious! Has this sort of thing happened before?
Quite often, I fear.
I'd definitely be in fear of such goon squad attacks. Have you notified the authorities?
I've tried to keep a low profile, testing the Mirth machine in individual cases before seeking wider acclaim. Police intervention is not welcome publicity.
The large sign splashed outside announcing yourself to the world isn't the best approach to a low profile, Mr. Wigglesworth.
Well, please do call me Charlie. After all, we've been shot at together. Too right, my boy. I seem to be at odds with my own best interests at times. Yet, I have taken steps to ensure safety. As you observe, the windows are solidly sealed by the finest alloy of metals known to man. Battle-tested, why, nothing short of nuclear invasion could penetrate such barriers. Slabs of the same material cover the doors. Well, they'll soon lose hope of invading these premises. Any sane person would.
A bloom shatters the silence and Charlie's kitchen wall as the thugs pour through AK-47 set for business.
Swanky place you got here, Professor. Shame we can't stay for tea.
Would you cut the crap and grab the goods?
My associate gets grumpy a lot.
Oh, well, we can amend that.
Cranks up Mirth Machine and zaps it at the thugs, who look at each other and giggle as though they just tickled one another.
Come, come, lads. You can get happier than that.
Cranks a knob, and giggles turn to back slaps and thunderous roars.
Ain't it a hell of a day we got us here?
Sure as hell is. Dude, it must be wiping these raffles around.
Know what it's the perfect day for? Drinking beer and swapping lives.
Oh, I got the first round, amigo.
Ain't no way, buddy. This one's mine.
Oh, know what? Whoever tells the biggest lie buys.
War stories included?
Oh, they better be. Some of my best whoppers is military.
Ain't that the truth?
Both roar, toss down rifles, and head back out the hole they made.
Great place you got here, Professor. Sorry about that hole.
Oh, don't give it a thought, young man. You and your friend go have a fun day.
Holy intention, don't we, buddy?
Sure do, pal. Sure do.
Both exit, arms around each other's shoulders, laughing all the way.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Scene 4. On one hand, it would seem that Charlie's creation is impenetrable. No one or thing has a plan or even notion how to interfere with the power of the world's first laugh machine. On one other hand, there were few, if any, who could match wits with Bernie the Bazaar when it came to evil endeavors. Bernie Biz, as she was commonly known, had been an enigma to authorities the world over, ever pulling off colossal capers, never getting caught. Bernie's been at the top of Interpol's watch list for as long as anyone can remember. Who better than this fiendish mastermind to concoct a counterattack to the Mirth Machine?
Geez, boss, I just don't see no way around that laughing gizmo. Way I hear it, once that old guy zaps you with that zingamabob, you can't do nothing but laugh. Tickle yourself pink. What else can you do?
You can do nothing, Otto. Not having the brains for such mental maneuvers.
True. Too true, boss. That's why you're the boss, boss.
Redundancy aside, your words are most valid. True to form, I have come upon the perfect maneuver to foil the old man's giggle box.
I knew you would, boss.
As with all genius notions, the solution is simple. The element of surprise is essential. We must wrest the machine from the inventor and turn his creation on Mr. Wigglesworth.
Well, I cased that mansion of Wiggleworm. What did I say?
Close enough, Otto.
Well, anyways, that Wiggle guy pushes a button and the joint shuts down tighter than Fort Knox. Doors and windows cover up in some kind of super metal that can't be penetrated. Some pals in the trade verified it.
Undoubtedly the HEA, high entropy alloy, a combo of chromium, cobalt, and nickel that a nuclear blast couldn't crack.
I know a couple guys busted in.
Do tell.
Till the Wigglers zapped them into laughing their way right out of the joint, even left their cannons behind.
Not the way to handle such a situation. Surprise is absolutely key to this caper. That mansion's got a chimney. Did you notice?
Yeah, I think I did.
You think?
No, I'm sure of it. Definitely a chimney.
Was it a working chimney or boarded up?
Blank stare from Otto.
Did you see smoke? Smell smoke?
Sorry, boss. I didn't notice no smoke.
Figured as much. The good news is I have paid particular attention to Charlie Wiggleworth's chimney.
Unrolls a blueprint.
I've taken the liberty of studying the schematics of the inventor's property. Turns out his chimney is in use, which means it is open and accessible to any daring enough to attempt entry in such fashion.
Oh. Oh, I get ya. Us, you and me, we're gonna play Santa Claus.
You got the idea, my friend, only in reverse.
You lost me, boss.
We're Santa Clauses coming to take a gift from the house. Oh. We should be on the naughty list.
Scene 5. Bernie and Otto, all in black to blend with the night, are perched atop the roof of Charlie's mansion, poised to rappel silently down the chimney. A piece of paper over the chimney is being studied by Bernie. She gives a thumbs up.
Right on target. According to this painstakingly compiled analysis of Charlie's habitual movements, this is the time he stops everything for his daily cup of tea.
Everything?
Jacket off, suspenders down, both hands around a piping hot cup of his favorite tea, Yorkshire. A plate of some yummy biscuits to dunk.
Biscuits?
That's a cookie to you, Yank. Brits love to dunk them. Ooh, seconds to splashdown. This report says the reporter has gotten in the habit of joining the inventor for tea. Two birds, one machine.
True to Bernie's intel, Charlie, cup in hand, smiles at Wiley.
Cheers, old boy.
Wiley sips tea.
Mmm, rich and flavorful, unlike any I've ever had.
Oh, you Yanks and your tea bags. That's no way to make tea. Tea must be brewed, steeped in a pot until it's achieved piquancy. Mmm, and then, and only then, should it be sipped?
The plate of biscuits look delish.
Charlie takes one.
Hobnobs. My absolute fave. Chocolate, of course.
Do you dip?
Charlie frowns.
The English do not dip.
Lifts biscuit.
We dunk.
On that cue, Bernie rappels down the chimney with Otto close behind. Before Charlie or Wiley can react, Bernie has the mirth machine in her wicked grasp, aimed at its inventor.
Hold on to your biscuit, Charlie. You and our esteemed associate of the Fourth Estate, that's the press, Otto.
Thanks, boss.
As I was saying, it's time to giggle, Wigglesworth, you as well as reporter fellow.
Turns knob to send a zap to set Charlie and Wiley into gales of laughter.
Shoddy preparation, Charlie, leaving your chimney uncovered.
Oh, you are too right, mister.
Sorry, Charlie, no names. You do understand.
Dials knob back to ebb laughter a little bit.
I never do the trade to reveal too much.
can't be too hard for the authorities to track once we've ID'd you.
Oh, splendid work, Wiley. Giving us the gentleman a good reason to dispose of us.
Oops. That was truly stupid of me.
I truly was.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Wiley. Mr. Wiggleworth and yourself had to be silenced. In any event, now that you can ID Otto and myself, there's only one option.
Otto pulls out a pistol.
We will do this as gently as possible.
Otto attaches a silencer to the pistol.
No need to cause a fuss. Look at it this way. At least you'll die laughing. Hilarious, right?
A one of a kind situation, to be sure.
I believe it.
Exactly. This whole situation is too odd even for...
Strikes a pose.
Bernie the Bizarre. I'm counting on that to befuddle the coppers in this case. And now, gentlemen, I fear it's time to say goodbye.
An extremely wealthy and impatient man awaits this little miracle.
Pass the machine.
I'll leave you with this thought. Laugh, and the world laughs with you. Otto, if you would do the honors.
Otto aims the pistol.
A final word, if I may.
Of course. Make it quick.
Oh, I shall indeed, Bernie. Are you certain you're well enough equipped and versed with my creation?
So good of you to ask. Amazing, in fact, under the circumstances. Not to worry. I believe I have this giggle box under control.
Nods to Otto. Charlie pulls the remote from his pocket as Zap Ray reverses, and Bernie and Otto start giggling.
Oh,
Otto looks at the pistol in his hand, roars, tosses the gun over his shoulder. Wiley quietly picks it up.
Well, not quite full control, old man. It does seem that I neglected to mention the remote control aspect of the machine.
Holds up small device. Bernie howls.
Thorough though your research was, it missed a most important aspect.
He waves the remote.
It has been my experience that clever men at times outsmart themselves.
Bernie and Otto are bent over with the hoops. Wiley, phone to ear, gun trained on the thieves.
Oh, police are on the way. They're pretty pumped to bag such an elusive catch.
I bet.
Bernie and Otto high five, roll around on the floor, giggling.
That was too close.
Indeed it was.
Oh, damn clever of you to install a reverse ray. Well, some would say genius.
Well, can't stop people from talking, now can we? Any inventor worth his or her salt knows to include an escape hatch to the device. One never knows when the apparatus might be turned on its owner.
Well, in this case, when the laugh might be on you.
What a keen wit you possess. What say we sharpen it with a glass of Lagavulin single malt scotch?
Well, my mind eagerly awaits the medicinal.
You've been listening to The Mirth Machine, an original radio play written by Steve Falcone and performed by the Radio Players. This play was recorded live in the WSIU radio studios, post-production sound designed by Hanice Coopwood. Listener support is what makes the local arts possible on WSIU. We are powered by you.